With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A police chase that began in Lincoln County ended with the driver found dead in a crashed vehicle. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office says they got notice from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office that a chase was coming their way. The pursuit was heading south on County Road K and entering Marathon County. A few minutes later, Lincoln County deputies said the vehicle they were pursuing had crashed on County Road K and Rainbow Drive in Marathon County. Deputies found a man dead inside the vehicle. An outside agency, the Wood County Sheriff's Office, will lead the investigation. They'll be assisted by the Portage County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit. Blood supplies are critically low across the country right now. The American Red Cross and Community Blood Center put out calls for donors of all types of blood. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Right now, the Community Blood Center only has a 2-day supply of red cells. They usually like to have a 5-day supply on hand. Summer is typically a difficult time of year to get people to donate, but CBC President and CEO John Higgins says this year is worse than what they've seen in previous summers.
We're trailing behind where we were last year by about another 15%. So while it's even difficult in the summer, we're still not doing as well as we did last year. And that's causing a real problem and a real crisis for us.
The Community Blood Center isn't alone in the struggle to get donors. The American Red Cross declared an emergency blood shortage earlier this month, calling it the second blood crisis in Red Cross history. Higgins says only about 3% of the population donates blood.
But this is something that someone can do and have an impact right in their community. The blood that's donated to the Community Blood Center stays in the community and meets the needs of our friends, our neighbors, those in our communities, people you may never know, but people you may run into on the street each and every day.
The CBC supplies blood to more than 40 hospitals, including Aspirus Hospitals in northern Wisconsin and the UP and the VA Hospital. You can schedule a donation by visiting communityblood.org, using the CBC donor app, or calling 800-280-4102. We have links available at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Storms that ripped through the Northwoods Monday left behind some damage, including at the Three Lakes Campground. Camper Ron Peterson said it was the worst storm he has witnessed.
That was good. Nobody got injured. It could have been because there's a lot of damage. Most of the three campers that got hit, two people weren't here and one was. So lucky they're still okay and didn't get hurt or damaged or broken arm or anything.
Peterson was outside when the storm rolled through and described the sound as unforgettable.
And all I heard was sound like a jet. A steady jet stream for like 20 minutes. Didn't sound like a train, but I must have been straight line winds or something, because that's what it sounded like, a jet just getting ready to take off, steady roar.
Campground owner Steve Skogue said they had good help from an excavator and campers who pitched in. The storm uprooted trees, which pulled a water line out of the ground.
So we have a water leak going here that we can't fix yet, because if I shut the water off, you know, everybody in the park doesn't have water. So we're just letting it leak. So we're kind of bleeding a little bit.
The damage was not limited to land. Powerful winds whipped up waves on Big Stone Lake that campers had never seen before, tearing boats from their docks and destroying two of the campground's docks. Skogue said replacing the docks will cost around $40,000 to $50,000. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. First responders are checking homes and buildings for possible victims of a powerful tornado that ravaged communities in northeastern Wisconsin. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports a powerful tornado touched down in the Appleton, Wisconsin area midday Monday, ripping up buildings and knocking down power lines.
The National Weather Service says a tornado that ripped through northeastern Wisconsin Monday was on the ground for about 12 miles. Winnebago County Executive Gordon Heinz spoke at a news conference with local officials in Menasha.
The depth of the tornado and its impact still is incredible, devastating, and We're really still in the assessment phase of things.
Heinz says the timing of the twister may have been fortunate.
We probably were lucky with the timing and that many people may have been at work.
Shelters were opened for displaced residents. Tens of thousands of customers are without power, and a boil water advisory was issued for part of Fox Crossing.
I headed down to the basement with my kitty.
Kathy Zink was among those who took shelter as the storm passed through. She spoke with WBAY.
And when I come up, it's like a war zone here.
I'm Jennifer King.
Democrats casting in-person absentee ballots in Wisconsin's chaotic Democratic primary for governor are divided over whether a Democratic socialist can win in the swing state's general election. Democrats are hoping to retain control of the governor's office and flip both chambers of the legislature to earn full control of Wisconsin state government for the first time since 2010. Early voting began Tuesday and runs through August 9th, 2 days before the August 11th election. The Democratic candidates tried to differentiate themselves Tuesday night in the only debate before the primary, but abstained from going after Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong, who has led in the polls. Many Democratic voters have called themselves undecided in polls. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.